Streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Round two of DOGE budget cuts are on the way. CBS's Carissa Lawson.
CBS News has confirmed that the Office of Management and Budget and the Office of Personnel Management are set to issue a memo telling federal agencies to prepare for large-scale layoffs.
Mr. Trump's budget plan has cleared its first hurdle in the Republican-controlled House. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's take.
It's been their North Star all along to provide tax cuts for their billionaire club. And have the American people, unfortunately and sadly, pay the price.
Deal reached today between Israel and Hamas for another hostage prisoner exchange tomorrow. The BBC's Yolande Nell.
We're expecting there to be the 600 Palestinian prisoners and detainees who were supposed to be released last Saturday, as well as another set.
It calls for Hamas to return the bodies of four more Israeli hostages. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Alyssa Kay. The time to take your ice shanty off the lake is fast approaching. In Wisconsin, permanent ice shanties should have already been removed from Iowa boundary waters. That deadline was February 20th. Permanent structures need to be removed from Minnesota boundary waters by March 1st and inland waters south of Highway 64 by March 2nd. The deadline for Michigan boundary waters is on or before March 15th. Lake Michigan, Green Bay, Lake Superior, and inland waters north of Highway 64 need to have ice shanties removed by March 16th. The DNR says anglers can still use portable ice shanties after these dates as long as they're removed when they're not actively being used. A recent study by WalletHub found that Wisconsin homeowners pay some of the highest real estate property taxes in the country. Here's Lisa Hale.
According to the study, Wisconsin ranked 8th in the nation for highest taxes, despite having the 20th lowest median home value. Wisconsin residents pay nearly $4,600 in annual taxes for a median value home, significantly more than the national average of about $3,000 per year. Illinois was the only Midwest state to rank higher on the list, paying a median home average of nearly $6,800 per year.
Now is a good time to get your well water tested. In Portage County, you can do this for free while funding lasts. They set aside ARPA funds in 2022 for projects to improve access and provide safe drinking water for Portage County residents and small businesses serving the county. 2025 is the final year of this program. You can register online at the Portage County website or by calling Portage County Water Resource Specialist Tyler Kunze at 715-346-1334. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Morning, world.
It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production, our co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Let's kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Talk a little Mother Nature. How's your morning going, Britt?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. After I cried my eyes out yesterday after all the snow melted away.
She takes it so seriously.
I watched a snowflake just melt, and I thought of Brittany. And I thought, oh, poor Brittany. I thought, feel for you. And then, of course, I should shout out my other co-host, Terry Johns, as well. Terry loves this weather as well. I'm sure she's feeling it, too. Are we already saying goodbye to winter? Because I don't feel like we can do that. Like, am I wrong here? And at some point in April or late March or something, we're going to get bombarded by just a bunch of snow. Like, we know that's going to happen, right? We don't let your guard down, everybody.
Yeah, I wouldn't let your guard down, that's for sure. We're going to have more chances of snow, but I don't think we're going to have that consistent snowpack or that winter wreck type of snow lingering around. So we're definitely shifting seasons, and that comes with the wintry mix, a little bit of rain in the afternoon, snow at night, you know, the wet roads, refreezing, slippery sidewalks in the morning. That's kind of what we're shifting into as we go through the next month or so. So this afternoon, we're looking at spotty sprinkles throughout the day. Nothing crazy. It's not going to be any downpours or stuff like that, but a cloudy, a little bit drearier day today, but still mild. High temperatures will reach the mid-40s, and then tonight we do fall below freezing, so anything that melted, anything that's wet, your sidewalks, stairs, is going to be ice in the morning, and then we'll warm back up again tomorrow to about 40 degrees. So that'll be the trend as we go through this week, highs in the 40s, lows below freezing, and then this weekend, we clear things out. The sun comes out full force, but we get colder. We're going to be dropping to the upper 20s on Saturday and the mid-30s on Sunday before we go into another wild warm-up next week. So a roller coaster ride, but nothing major moving in.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah. All right. So, Wisconsin weather.
In other words, right?
Yeah.
Trademark that.
Yeah, really. We appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks so much for updating us. We'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Brittany.
Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. Joins us every morning. Good to have that update from, for everybody. We got some good stuff lined up for you. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. Looking forward to doing some celebrating. We get to say goodbye to a longtime business, 82 years around, and they are closing their doors.
Okay.
Touch on that. What does America's Perfect Day look like? We're going to get into that one.
Ooh, interesting.
Should be some fun. And, of course, it's a Wednesday, so before the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by our good friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Yes.
Awesome.
Looking forward to that.
Last night I tried to get Phil to tell me he wouldn't, so it's going to be a surprise what the word is today.
Nice. That's good on you, though. That's good reporting.
I was trying, man.
Good reporting by you. We will kick off the 9 o'clock hour with some entertainment news. We're going to talk about The Price is Right. We're also going to talk about Ozzy Osbourne. And I mean, who else was I talking? Ozzy Smith?
Ozzy Smith, maybe? Yeah, I don't know. Ozzy Guillen?
Yes, Ozzy Guillen, maybe. Chris Pratt. And we've got a local theater to talk about, and we've got a newsletter to remind you about. All that coming up. And we're going to wrap up the 9 o'clock hour with, I think, one of the more fun topics we have been able to have. If life was a video game, what difficulty are you playing on?
Well, that's good. I like that.
That's an interesting one. But we have a couple of places we're going to start off with. And first off, today is the 10th anniversary of the dress, quote unquote, the dress. Okay. This is the one people thought was white and gold, but it was really blue and black. I sent a picture to Melissa and Seth earlier today in the morning about this, just as a refresher.
Yep.
I think most of the audience, most of you out there probably remember this. It wasn't that long ago. It went viral back in Tumblr back in February 26, 2015.
Yes.
So it was on this day back in 2015.
Tumblr. Wow.
Yeah, I didn't think of that one for a while.
Flashback.
Yeah.
It broke the internet the night after BuzzFeed ran a poll on it.
Mm-hmm.
And 2/3 of people saw white and gold. And if you're one of them, it's probably still what you see. It's an optical illusion caused by weird lighting and an overexposed background.
Right.
That just happens all the time with it used to happen all the time when we were doing just old photos.
Old-fashioned photographs, you know, the red eye effect and stuff like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our brain makes assumptions based on the info it gets from our eyeballs. Some people's brains immediately saw white and gold. And once that happened, it was hard to see anything else.
Yes.
But it's definitely blue and black.
Yes.
People tracked down more photos online and proved the white was really navy blue and the gold people thought they saw was actually black.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a white and gold person, you're still wrong. which I am. I will admit.
Really?
I don't even know. I didn't even, like, to me, there's not. It's white and gold.
It's blue and black, my friend.
That's all I see.
That's what you see in the picture, Seth, is blue and black?
I see blue and black. That is what I see.
Really?
That is wild. That is wild,
because I see white and gold,
not,
too.
I never looked at the picture when it went viral back then. I remember hearing people talk about it, but I was like, eh, whatever. You know, I wasn't interested.
Yeah.
So this is basically the first time I've seen this picture, and I see blue and black.
Wow.
That is what I see.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Like, I want to look at it on your phone because I seriously.
It's
like,
on James' computer, actually, his laptop. We're looking at the same picture right now. Yeah. James and I are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I swear that's what I'm seeing is white gold. That's
oh, I crazy. Believe you. I totally believe you.
That is crazy.
When this went in this, you know, we touched on this back in the day when this first happened and everything on the morning show. And we're doing it in real time. Mm-hmm. And back then, I didn't have nearly the prep that I did or any of those things. I was still learning how to do this job. And I saw white and gold and didn't understand what the fuss was about. I'm like, big deal. It's a dress. It's not a bad looking dress, but that I know what I'm talking about.
Right, right. It's not on a woman. It's just a dress hanging there, right? Yeah.
Like, I know the difference of a good and a bad dress. Like, so moving on from that, I didn't see what the fuss was about. But then I'm like, oh, people are saying it's actually black and blue. Get out of here. To this day, I don't understand how anybody you or anybody is even seeing that.
By the way, we totally hit the statistics on this one. Two out of three said it was gold and white and gold. Yeah.
There we go.
Weird. Of course, Seth would be the weird one.
Well, you know. I got my own drummer right
too
here.
Perfect.
It's a funny one. It's a funny memory too.
It's weird to think that was 10 years ago.
Well, and to think too of how different things were then. And while you tell anybody 10 years previous, there's going to be gigantic differences in certain things. I don't think anybody could have expected some of the differences we've seen. Some of the changes we've seen.
No.
It's been quite a change.
It's been quite a change.
The pandemic alone.
Exactly. That was a big curveball. The idea that was one of the first things I remember going like super viral. Mm-hmm. I mean, it went like everybody was talking about it. It was only for like a week maybe, but it went. I mean, it was on the news. It was everywhere.
And it feels like, and again, it was only 10 years ago. We're talking about the mid-aughts and all that. Yep. It feels like a more innocent time.
Doesn't it always?
It really does. It kind of does. Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's just interesting.
Back when Tumblr was very popular.
Yes. Everybody, I don't know. No,
everybody had a Tumblr page. But.
This is either amazing or the worst idea you're going to hear this morning.
Great.
Well, maybe the second worst idea you're going to hear this morning. The worst idea is allowing a sitting politician to choose who gets to ask him questions. That's something Hitler did.
We're not going to do that.
No.
Well, we shouldn't do that, I should say.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch teamed up with Totino's Pizza Rolls for a new pizza-flavored cereal.
Oh, wow.
What? Ew. I mean, I like pizza, but not with milk.
Half my body weight is probably pizza.
Sure.
Or pizza-related things.
Right, yeah.
And the other half is probably cereal or pasta. It's maybe some tacos thrown in there, but it's essentially my weight.
Sure.
This is something that, like a 2 o'clock in the morning idea that you have. And you're like, oh, man, I got to write this down. This is so good. And then when you read it, like, 6 or 7 in the morning, like, what was it?
What was I thinking?
Cinnamon cereal. What am I? Or cinnamon pizza cereal. Well, that's what we're talking about here.
Being very careful here, if you're at 2 o'clock in the morning and you're thinking of what food you want to eat, there's a good chance, you know, you've been relaxing a little bit. So and that is exactly where that comes from.
Yes, 100%.
Wow, what if I mix this and this?
100%. 100%. If you think pizza and milk sounds okay, you're not alone, but here's where they might lose you. It's also still coated in their cinna dust.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's pizza and cinnamon and sugar. They're not selling them in stores because that's disgusting. No one would buy it. You have to win a box by going to Cinnamon Toast Crunch online store next Tuesday. And that is, that is starting today. Starting next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
They do have a lot of clothes and stuff, too, though.
You know,
they do. Wow, they've got a lot.
I do kind of like the Cinnamon Toast logo. I don't know why, but I kind of do like the little crazy.
It's a little weird, maybe. That's why.
Yeah,
you know,
it speaks to you. 100%.
If this was the other way around, guys, I would actually be more inclined to try it. Like if they had a pizza roll with cinnamon sugar topping on it, I think I would try that over the cereal.
The cinnamon.
Because there's a lot that you can do with pizza. We've talked about all these different options, you know, like having chocolate on your pizza. Yep. I mean, there's so many things you can do that way. The other way around, I would do it, but not pizza cereal. No.
I hadn't thought of that. That's I'd try it.
Cinnamon is okay.
Yeah.
It's the sugar part.
Yeah.
I don't like sweet. If like, say, a crust is too sweet on a pizza, I don't like it. I'm more save, much more, keep it savory for pizza.
If I'm going for the acidic, I only want the acidic.
Right.
That's it. I don't need sugar. I know
that I'm going to get pushback from James on this, but every single, like, Tostito pizza rolls, I guarantee you there is sugar in their marinara.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
And that's that. I'm not going to talk trash about certain companies or anything like that, but there are quite a few marinara companies and pizza places that do this.
You're
right. And you can tell. You can tell the difference. Mm-hmm. And I do not like sugar in marinara. It's a cheap trick. It's a cheap trick. You shouldn't need it. If that sauce is good, it don't need sugar.
Yes.
That's the first
when we're buying pasta sauce, that's what we look at. How much sugar is in it or added to it? And the less the better, because it's supposed to be acidic.
I will also admit I've been trying to work on my sugar intake, so this is part of the reason why saying this.
All right, well, that makes sense.
I realized a while ago, years ago, or a couple of years ago, that I am taking in way too much sugar. I really need to come back on that. This wasn't like a doctor telling me or anything like that. This is just again,
realization. Like,
just had a light bulb moment. Food I'm taking in it contains sugar.
Oh dear.
Yeah, like almost literally at the time, almost everything I was digesting, whether it was a liquid or what have you, I was taking in some kind of, this is like 3 or 4 years ago, so I've been working on this for a while.
Right.
Don't ask me my progress. moving on.
His kidneys. Don't ask them either.
Would you try this? If you want one, they're only making about 1,000 boxes of this pizza-flavored cereal. Yes. And maybe they could bury them with the E.T. game and... clear Pepsi.
There's like one landfill where all this stuff goes to.
Clear Pepsi was great.
What, Crystal Pepsi? What?
Yes. I loved it. I thought it was cool.
I saw on SNL's 50th anniversary when they came out with when the clear Pepsi thing was big, they had clear gravy.
Oh, yes.
That was hilarious. That
sticks in my brain because it was so weird looking.
It's so
I don't know how they did it, but it worked well. Yeah.
Gelatin.
Yeah, it must have been.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. We'll take a time out. We will come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right here on The Morning Show.
Put flavor in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. Start your day right with El Cafe's breakfast tacos and their mouth-watering combination of scrambled eggs with chorizo and pico de gallo, topped with cheddar cheese and matched with crispy hash browns. Are you getting hungry yet? Call or stop in today. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Send in your birthdays or anniversaries to be mentioned on the air and for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe. Put some fiesta into your special day.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. A doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. Door works for the win.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor Jamie McShane, one of the stars of the new season of 1923. And Madison-based film critic Rob Thomas joins with Oscar predictions. The night is basically already lit.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Foggy with rain and snow showers this morning, and then it will be cloudy all day today. Our high 43 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow after midnight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, 41. Then on Friday, partly cloudy with a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
You heard the boys. It's time for the celebrating time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Be sure to check out their Facebook page, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They go above and beyond with this page. They're doing a great job. They encourage you to check that out. Check them
indeed.
Out. Follow them. Follow along with all the great things they're doing. Got some wonderful specials over there. Want to check out as well.
Every day. Every day. Got something new.
Mm-hmm. And their pies. I mean, how did you not mention their pies, Seth? Mm-hmm.
I know. That was bad. So on the fundraiser we had on Sunday, one of the silent auction items was pies from El Cafe.
Mm.
And we raised a good amount from that one. Not surprisingly.
Lori's pies are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that they highlighted their cranapple nut.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
it's all
that
one
does
word.
Sound really good.
Cranapple nut.
I like that. I like that. That's great.
Very nice.
Find out more about that amazing menu and the wonderful people over at El Cafe. Buy local, support local, support those that support our community. Head on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good one from us.
And 16 kinds of pie.
Man. Wow, I didn't realize that.
That's awesome.
I counted quickly. I could be off by, you know, one or five.
One or two, yeah. It's all right.
I've never had any of these death by chocolate things, not like a muffin, a pie, anything like that. I'm dying to try that.
Literally dying to try.
By chocolate.
To die by chocolate.
I wish I did that on purpose. I wish I could say, comedically, I mentioned it. No, didn't mean to do that. We are very excited, too, because we are in the works of doing a live broadcast from there.
Yes.
We are working on that. Ashley and the rest of us are working really hard on that one. It's just a matter of scheduling. There's no necessarily hold up because we even got space over there for us and everything, which is really nice. Carl and I did a remote. I think it was the last remote we did together from Quick Trip. And we love the people at Quick Trip. Great, great people over there. Treated us really good. However, they didn't know where to put us.
Yes.
And we literally had a table right next to the front doors.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my.
So every time the door opened, it hit. And while I'm like imagine we're trying to do the birthday and anniversary club, and we've got people coming up to us wanting, like, shirts. and like, just, like, no care whatsoever that we're on the air.
Yeah.
None. I had never.
Well, apparently, they didn't know.
I've done at least, if somebody told me I've done 500 remotes or something like that, I wouldn't be surprised. Never had that happen before.
That's crazy.
We had fun with it. And our audience did. And we love our audience, and we love when you guys participate in the birthday and anniversary club. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Email us info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. And thank you to everybody who has liked our pages and shares the things that we have on there.
Mm-hmm.
Promotes
mm-hmm.
our stations and our shows.
Yep.
We're self-promoted, so we really appreciate that. When you share these things on your pages and everything. And of course, call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600.
Join the conversation, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. Melissa, you are done for the week with us here, on the morning show at least.
Wait, she can have the rest of the week off? All right.
I wish I could say that to her. I really wish. Have a great rest of your week, Melissa. So I'm going to make you work this morning a little bit. One or two?
Let's see. One.
All right. There we go. Got our qualifier. And we right away will wish happy birthday to Joshua Werner.
Happy birthday, Joshua.
Happy birthday, Josh.
Enjoy the day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Molly Heppner.
Happy birthday, Molly.
Happy birthday, Molly.
Enjoy the day, Molly. Wishing you a good one. Enjoy. And thank you to whoever got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Yes. We appreciate you doing that, everybody.
Indeed.
We take a look at our celebrity list. Karina Bailey Ray is 46 today. Okay. British singer, songwriter. Biggest hit, Put Your Records On. Great song.
If I remember that one, I'd have to listen to it again. But okay. Thank
great
you, Melissa.
Saturday morning song.
Yeah.
Great. Like, unless you have to work, like a lot of us.
Day off song. There you go.
It's good day off song. Yeah. Yes. One of the better singer songwriters of our era, of our generation, Erykah Badu, is 54 today.
What a voice.
Oh,
she's
my
awesome.
God. Her MTV Unplugged is one of my favorites.
Ooh.
Like her up there, a couple of jazz artists, cool. Just really, really powerful singer. Really, really good lyricist, too.
Yes, she is.
Did some great work with The Roots, also.
And she's got her own music is very eclectic. Yeah. She pulls.
As is her style.
Yes.
My goodness.
She pulls from all styles. It's really cool.
I think she's got a lot of great songs that I really, really love and listen to a lot in high school. But On and On is probably her most famous and maybe her best musically, as far as like if we're trying to give people an example of what we're talking about here. Great hair, too. Great hair.
Oh, amazing hair.
Absolutely fantastic.
And I bring that up in part because we got four or five great singers in a row here.
Whoa.
Starting with Karina and Erica, and also great hair and a good singer, Michael Bolton is 72.
72, wow.
I'll admit, I was never a Michael Bolton guy, and I was one of these kids that used to watch award shows a lot, and I watched the Grammys when he won for When a Man Loves a Woman, mm-hmm. and he went up there, and he was very gracious and had a nice speech, and I've never heard if he forgot, or he was just nervous, or what it was, but he did not thank Percy Sledge. Did not
who made the song famous,
the
right?
The man who made the song famous never even came. Like, he was up there for like 5 minutes. I'm sure it's on YouTube or whatever nowadays. You go and look it up. He thanked everybody. Like, not just an agent and a manager, but like his third grade teacher. Like, he was naming everybody and didn't thank the guy who made the song famous. And, oops. I'm sorry, sang it way better. Way better. Michael Bolton's version's nice if you're sitting in an elevator. If you actually want to hear When a Man Loves a Woman, that's the way it's
Percy
done.
Sledge. Yep.
That's the way. In fact, I've heard other versions other than Michael and other people that are really good singers I like. Mm-hmm. No, it's Percy Sledge, and that's it.
That's it. It's the one.
If you're going to spend 3 minutes on that song, spend it the right way.
Right.
But the thing to me about Michael Bolton that really won me over about him as a person, I'm still not listening to his music, I'll be honest, teach their own. With him, his self-deprecation and him kind of making fun of himself.
Right.
And doing a lot of, he's done like two songs with Andy Samberg and the Lonely Island guys. And
right.
I admire that. Anybody that can take a joke. Anybody, if you can't take it, make fun of yourself, then you aren't getting the joke. Then you're missing the punchline. We all can be made fun of.
Yeah.
And I admire that about him.
And there's no denying his pipes. I mean, he's got an amazingly emotive voice. I just wish his material would be better.
Yeah. Not a fan of that, but completely understand and respect his talent.
Yeah.
Very powerful singer as far as that genre and that style of singing.
Yeah.
And then some people no longer with us. And we got a couple of more singers to mention. Johnny Cash, born in this day in 1932, passed away in 2003. We celebrated him on the Sunrise Show. I did something I've never done before over there. Went back to my classic rock days, and we did a double shot.
Yes. Perfect.
I couldn't decide. I've been, since this weekend, I've been trying to figure out, okay, which song was I going to play? Man in Black or Ring of Fire?
Okay.
And I couldn't decide, so I played them both. So I did it back to back.
Perfect.
I did it back to back. And I didn't grow up with country music. I didn't know a lot of it or any of it, to be honest, or anything like that. I knew of country artists because of like Urban Cowboy and movies like that and stuff. But growing up where I didn't hear a lot of it.
Yep.
But I cannot tell you how many times I made the trip between Illinois and Wisconsin. Like, I literally can't tell you. I have no idea how many times we did that. But my papa, who was an old semi driver, would listen to the CB most of the time. Mm-hmm. And then on the way back, he'd play a couple of tapes because I'm old. And he had Sinatra's Greatest Hits and Dino's Greatest Hits. And he had a Patsy Cline tape of Greatest Hits.
Sure.
A Johnny Cash Greatest Hits tape.
Okay.
That a truck friend of his had given him, and he liked. And I didn't know Johnny Cash was country or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I just knew that as soon as I heard that man sing, I was going to listen to him the rest of my life.
Wow.
And then when I heard his lyrics, and I'm like seven, eight years old or whatever, I heard somebody who, honestly, it felt like, well, this is what I love about hip-hop. This is what I love about rap. This guy's singing about stuff that I can relate to.
Mm.
This guy's singing about... Yeah. I had no idea what he was singing about, necessarily. I just knew that some of this, the words he was singing was very relatable to me as a poor kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea that I would go and where he would do with his career and all these things, but I have been very influenced by Mr. Cash and him, the kind of person he was.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of him, I know that he's considered outlaw country, that he's got some of these other things and everything. To me, that's an American musician.
Yeah.
And you can't tell the story of American music without Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Trying to pigeonhole him to any one thing, you can't. I know he was with the outlaw guys, but he had his own style. He had his own thing. It was singular. Johnny Cash. That's what it was.
All this bro country stuff and all these artists that think they're tough or throwing chairs or any of these kind of things. This man did a live album from Folsom Prison.
Yes.
Who's doing that? Snoop Dogg ain't even doing that.
He also did it from San Quentin, too. Yeah, I mean, to like the roughest prisons in the country. Yeah.
You will never see another artist like Johnny Cash.
No.
You will unfortunately. And maybe fortunately in some ways. All of this, and then he had a whole second act.
He had like second, third, fourth acts, I'm telling you.
No, that's a good
really
point.
Amazing career.
Well, at the end of his career, doing the covers and the way he did Hurt and everything, mm-hmm. where Trent Reznor, who wrote the song, said, that's his song now. Like, that's his. Mm-hmm. I believe he doesn't even perform Hurt anymore because of that.
Wow.
And all this being said, too, one quick note. Johnny Cash is the only person I know of, at least, that is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Country Music Hall of Fame, and the Gospel Hall of Fame.
I believe he's also in the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Yes, that's right. He is. Yeah. Yeah. Like, man.
And he had a decent movie career, too.
Yeah. He had a TV show in the late 60s as
variety
well.
Show
he had a variety show, yeah.
Him and Dylan playing together on a variety show, which brought a lot of the country together and stuff. Like, man, we could use more Johnny Cash. And Fats Domino, born on this day, 1928, passed away in 2017. Of course, Blueberry Hill, his famous, most famous song, but a lot of good song for Fats. And underrated, underappreciated piano player.
One of the originators of rock and roll. He's the one of the big three that helped create the genre of music. Him, Chuck Berry, and Little Richard. Those were the three that created rock and roll.
Well said. And another one of my favorite people and favorite biggest influences, Jackie Gleason, born on this day in 1916, Ralph Cramden from the Honeymooners, Sheriff Buford T. Justice in Smokey and the Bandit movies, was in The Toy with Richard Pryor and that. These are all great performances. These are all things that I loved, and a big reason why I watched Johnny. And if everything I could catch of Jackie Gleason, I would take mm-hmm. in. And as a young kid, and my papa showing me the Jackie Gleason show, where it was a live show that they decided for some reason to start the opening sketch was an ice skating sketch. And it's the first episode, and it's live TV, and there's tons of money and expectations on this show. And Jackie Gleason breaks his leg in the opening sketch and did the whole show, and literally nobody knew until the end of the show when he's like falling, he's down on his back in his dressing room with like a drink. that's it.
He's in terrible pain, yes.
An incredible performer that is, I think, one of the shining examples of, oh, here's a guy that never got enough opportunities to do some real work. Watch The Hustler.
No, that's where I was going, man.
That's the movie.
Yep.
All this stuff is great. I loved him as Ralph Cramden. I still watch some Honeymooners episodes. Every once in a while, I still watch an old episode. There's certain things of his career I love, and I look back at, and I look at very fondly, the movie he did with Tom Hanks, Nothing in Common. Another great example of his great acting ability. And part of the reason Tom Hanks will tell you he got to the caliber he did was working with Jackie Gleason. But it's The Hustler for me. That's the movie. That's the performance.
Yep. Minnesota Fats. In fact, the actual trick shot artist, Minnesota Fats, took his name from Jackie Gleason's character from that movie. It is amazing. I mean, it's you're not expecting it. I mean, Paul Newman. Yeah. You're expecting greatness from Paul Newman, right? But you are not expecting the nuanced performance that Jackie Gleason gives in that. It's amazing.
Paul Newman is by far and away one of the greatest artists I'll ever see.
Mm-hmm.
I there's not a line I ever saw Paul Newman do that was bad. I love Paul Newman's work. Jackie Gleason runs circles around him in that movie at certain points. There's certain scenes that Newman does too, but there's other scenes where Newman steps back and Jackie just does his thing. Mm-hmm. It's such a good movie. If you were only going to watch one thing of Jackie Gleason's, I would recommend that.
Mm-hmm.
And the great Tony Randall, born on this day too, in 1920. Felix Unger, the original Odd Couple. Mm-hmm. It's such a delicate but strong performer.
Yes.
So good at what he did.
He was so good at what he did.
Loved him.
Movies in the 50s or the 60s with Rock Hudson and Doris Day. He ended up in all of those movies. He was on radio too early in his career as well.
Good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. John Kellogg, born in this day in 1852. Man who invented cornflakes.
Yep.
And some other stuff.
And some other weird things. He had some ideas.
There's a biopic I'm waiting to see made. And another one, Levi Strauss, born on this day in 1829. Two great inventors born in this day, along with all these great singers and a couple of great actors.
26th of February, everybody.
Yeah. To Molly and Joshua, happy birthdays to you guys.
Happy birthday, guys. Apparently, you have a high bar here.
Or singing. Yeah, it's a high bar for the dumb. We encourage you to celebrate.
As long as it's not pizza cereal.
Yes. Nicely done. We encourage you to celebrate with our friends over at El Cafe. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We will be back after our news, sports, and partner break here on The Morning Show.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Legal protections for parents are the objective in the language change causing controversy in the state. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says there's no hidden agenda behind striking words, including mother and father, out of his proposed state budget and replacing with gender-neutral language. Evers says it's about legal protections for those using procedures like IVF to start a family.
Moms are moms, dads are dads, and what we want is legal certainty that moms are able to get the care they need. That's it. End of story.
The National Republican Governors Association called out the Democratic governor last weekend for using terms like parent and inseminated person in the budget bill.
It's mainly Republicans looking for an advantage during the time when they're under attack. That's what I think. That's their problem, not mine.
During a stop in Wausau this week, Evers said he's open to putting IVF protections in a standalone bill if it will get them passed. A spokesperson for the governor said similar bills have been introduced in the past but failed to advance.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is joining a lawsuit against John Deere. Here's Brittany Merlot.
Wisconsin and four other states accuse Deere of forcing owners of its equipment to only use its own teams to make adjustments or repairs. Deere has been at the center of the right to repair movement, with farmers and mechanics accusing the company of disabling any tractor that is repaired by its owner or third parties.
Mining operations will begin at the Seven Sister Quarry in the town of Rome and the town of Leola on March 1st. They'll operate only during the hours agreed upon by Milestone Materials and the Adams County Highway Department. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports here at the NFL Scouting Combine, where over 300 of the top college football players are here to meet and work out for NFL teams. It's also a chance to meet with players' agents. But Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he's focused on the draft.
For me, it's more about getting to know these college players and making sure that the time we spend, not only in the interviews, but watching them compete on the field, you know, the weigh-ins, just everything that they do here, just kind of immersing yourself in that to get to know these guys as well as you can. You don't have this opportunity again. This is kind of a 1 week. So to me, that's the priority.
College hoops. Wisconsin over Washington, 88-62. Marquette down Providence, 82-52. The Bucks losing to the Rockets in Houston by 3, 100-97.
We just didn't play right. They kept getting stops, but then we kept going down, turning the ball over and making bad plays on our own.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
Got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Conexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Foggy with rain and snow showers this morning, and then it will be cloudy all day today. Our high 43 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow after midnight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, 41. Then on Friday, partly cloudy with a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope your Wednesday is treating you good. Happy hump day, everybody.
Yes.
We're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday in any moment now. Looking forward to that. We'll get into it. We're also going to get into a couple of things with Phil, too. We got to have some decisions made on the air here. We got to figure some things out together.
Big stuff.
Did want to touch on this story, though. The America is no longer in her Joanne Fabrics era.
Oh, no.
Joanne has been struggling in a major way recently, and now they're throwing in the towel. Joanne described its second bankruptcy earlier this year, and they tried to find a buyer to keep some of the 800 locations open, but it didn't work out, so they've launched a nationwide going-out-of-business liquidation. It's unclear how long the remaining stores will be open. Joanne Fabrics started 82 years ago in 1943 in Cleveland Fabric Shop. It was the Cleveland Fabric Shop in Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow.
The company expanded. It became Joanne Fabrics back in 1963. The company was started by three families of German immigrants.
Okay.
And Joanne name was created by a combination of the names of the daughters from two of the families, Joan and Jacqueline Ann.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. That's interesting.
It's noteworthy, and this happens all the time in business. You know, businesses come and go, and things evolve and everything. But I think there's a couple of strong notes from this. One, the amount of time this store was around, and the part of the immigrants, this being started by German immigrants.
A lot of stories of like that.
Those three German immigrants came to this country. Along with their families, and they started a business that lasted 82 years. Anybody want to take a guess how many American jobs that created?
800 stores.
800 stores, that's a lot of jobs.
That's a lot of jobs.
And how many of those jobs, how many of those paid taxes and put it into their communities, into their states, into this country, and made it better? Made it better, and we're a huge part of the economy. That is a story right there, and that is noteworthy. And it's a, I feel for all the fans of Joanne Fabrics and everything. Shock the audience here. I never was in the Joanne Fabrics audience.
Not much making your own clothes, huh? Okay.
It's the betterment of society. Like, society doesn't need
Boy,
that.
If James could make his own clothes, I wonder what that would look like. Wow.
A lot of patchwork, a lot of stuff. like some weird, like, street, like, hippie kind of thing or something.
Oh, I'm sure it would be
steampunk type
one of a kind.
I guarantee you this, whatever I would do, it would be out of fashion the moment I put it on. It would be out of date, like by 10 years.
And you're no longer cool.
We know who is cool. We have them join us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, our cool friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Phil and the gang joining us right now. How you doing, man?
Hey, throw me on. Make me some sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
Well, yeah. I was looking for a segue into making my own clothes and combining you guys. And at least I can make my own T-shirts.
Yes, Phil. That's right.
There you go. Yeah. Whatever you make, we could put something in a decal on it or something to make it a little either more or less cool, I guess. I don't know.
You guys do an amazing job with the customizing of things. Mm-hmm. And I do want to touch on that because I last week was able to don my awesome shirt from Phil and the team over there at Wham Incorporated with my What the What on the back. Mm-hmm. I've now got my mother saying that. It's just funny.
I was just reading the back of your shirt,
yeah,
son.
Yeah, it's hilarious. But Phil, how are things going with Wham Incorporated with Quality Post Printing?
Oh, both doing well. Yeah, no, having a really busy week, so the orders have been really picking up again, which I anticipated coming in. But it's been going good. We get some orders in today from our Wood County Health Department. We do a lot of work with them and brochures and magnets and stickers and stuff that they put out to remind people, you know, on certain dates they have coming up to people's health out. So we've been working with that. The Wisconsin State Cranberries.
Ooh.
We do a lot of work with the Cranberry Board here in Wisconsin, doing print materials for them too. So, yeah, staying busy, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Very good to hear. Very cool. Phil, what about as far as Wham Incorporated, what I was mentioning there with these, we don't want to say swear shirts, but say you're on national TV and you stub your toe. What are you going to say? What is your favorite kind of go-to word there? Things like that. Keep that in mind with our friends over at Wham Incorporated and, of course, Quality Plus Printing. They can have some fun with that. And we know that as we're getting closer to spring here, we got a lot of family reunions and things like that, graduations, those kind of things. It's never too early to plan for that stuff and to get ahead of it and to reach out to Quality Plus Printing for all your printing needs.
Yes.
Yeah. The cool part is that we can do hundreds of shirts, really, but it's fun to, we get a lot of orders just for one or two or ten, like you're talking about with a family reunion, you know, where we can personalize and shirts. We just had one of our favorite people over here, Colton Kissinger, going like on a hunting trip, and they put some shirts together for the guys. That were, you know, had a little inside joke in them, I'm sure.
I love it.
But we can do shirts like that, too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's hard to find unique clothing these days. So.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good that Phil can provide that.
Nordic community yesterday. It's kind of a unique thing, but UWSP cheerleading team is traveling into a competition later in March, and they're going to an area that's probably a little warmer in here, so they needed towels, and we're doing towels with a big UWSP cheerleading logo on them.
Wow.
Very cool.
I didn't know you did towels, Phil.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I'm gonna have to talk to you about that.
Monogram.
Well, because I was just gonna say how soft the T-shirt was. I couldn't get over soft that T-shirt was. The material you guys are using is great. I imagine the towels are just as soft. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. And we made a, you know, it's kind of a personal thing, but we can also do blankets with pictures on them. You know, and
wow.
Wouldn't believe how soft they are, and my brother passed away right before Christmas. I mean, God bless you, Jim. And but I was able to put together a blanket with pictures of his family before he passed away that I brought out to him, and you know that he had with him. You know, and
very cool, Phil.
Very nice.
Like that, and it's beautiful. And Heather, of course, works with Wham a lot, doing a lot of the putting together of those things, and she just does a tremendous job putting together these blankets, which are amazing, and they look great.
That's really cool. Thank you for sharing that for one, Phil. Feel for you and your family. And I think it's a beautiful thing that you guys did. That's really cool. It had to feel just extra good being able to create it yourself and work on it yourself at your own business and everything. That's a really cool. That's a powerful story, man. Thank you for sharing that. And also giving me the idea for Christmas of what I'm getting Seth and Melissa.
Here we go.
Blankets of my face. Just a big with my old hair. With my old hair, just a big hair. Just half the blanket is just my hair. It's just
the men's faces of things.
And when I hang that on my wall, James, you're going to really, really wonder about that decision.
When did Melissa get in the darts? When did I didn't even know she played darts. I didn't even know. Phil, what is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Wicked Awesome Word, elucidate. ELUCIDATE. elucidate, which means to try to make clear or make people understand, you know?
Elucidate. I love that word.
Oh, that's a good word.
Like, they tried to elucidate the trigonometry problem, but there was no way I was going to understand.
Nice.
Something like that.
Right.
And credit to you for doing some heavy lifting in the early morning here, man. Yeah, those are tricky words. Good on you.
Good job.
Those are good choices. That's a good one, Phil. Thank you for that. That's a good one. Man, that's Phil, we appreciate you. We want to remind everybody to get your all your printing needs with our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids at 3515 8th Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to check out their Facebook page as well. It's a great way to keep up to date and all the cool things they are doing over there. Phil, we appreciate you. You have yourselves a great day. We'll talk next week.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks, guys. Take care.
You too.
You too, Phil.
Buy local, support local, support those that support this community. You see Quality Plus Printing, WAM Incorporated, all over
you do.
Things, sponsoring things, being a part of things, putting back into this community. Let's have their back like they have ours.
Yes.
And if you have questions about what they can do over there, just stop in and ask. They're happy to elucidate.
She's
nice.
You're on today.
Nice.
We'll take a quick time out. We'll be back with more show.
Step into the new year with a fresh style crafted just for you. Stand out and set trends with Quality Plus Printing and WAM Incorporated. Create custom sports apparel that reflects your personality, elevate your wardrobe, and showcase your unique flair. When you look great, you boost your performance. This year, invest in yourself and stride onto the court, field, or track with unmatched confidence. Powered by Quality Plus Printing and WAM Incorporated.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen from the Lincoln Project is here, along with State Senator Sarah Kayeski, talking about a right to repair bill. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Foggy with rain and snow showers this morning, and then it will be cloudy all day today. Our high 43 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow after midnight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, 41. Then on Friday, partly cloudy with a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great day out there. How would it be a perfect day, though?
Ooh.
We got an interesting poll to talk about here. There was a new poll that looked at what America's, quote, perfect day would look like. And we wouldn't do anything special, just a whole lot of relaxing, it looks like.
Okay. Not a bad idea, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the results of this poll, but I would love to hear from the audience, and I'd like to hear from both of you, what your perfect day looks like. Mm-hmm. And I think that can be a lot of fun. And I think something to strive for as well, something to shoot for. I mentioned this a lot. Since the first show I ever did, or the first live thing I ever did, and I walked away from it thinking, oh, I wish I did this differently or this differently, I realized I'm going to be chasing the perfect show my whole career. Mm-hmm. I'm always going to be fighting and chasing for it. It's nearly impossible to have happen, whether we're talking theater or TV, movies, even radio. But to shoot for that is the goal. To achieve it is one thing, but to shoot for it is another. I am always trying for the perfect show. I think that it can be something that can be similar to this.
Okay.
You can start out, and hey, I got Saturday off. I'm going to have the perfect day. And it's not going to be the perfect day. Something's going to go off. Something's going to go wrong. You're going to spill something on yourself or something like that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't have to change the goal. The goal can still remain the same.
You can still strive for it.
Yep. Yeah. And here is the full breakdown of what this poll said Americans look at as the perfect day. 6 hours and 54 minutes of sleep.
Okay. Oh, that's not enough sleep.
6 hours and boy, that's very specific. Wow.
Yeah.
It's right down to the minute.
Right down there. Okay.
2 hours of eating.
Wow.
3 hours of family time.
Okay.
And I'm presuming here, I admit, but I'm guessing that's not sitting down for 2 hours and eating for 2 hours. I'm guessing
spread out throughout the day. Yeah.
That still seems kind of long to me, but okay.
It does feel like a lot of time.
Yeah.
I'm a grazer, so I don't know. I couldn't stretch it to the 2 hours if I was trying. 3 hours of family time.
Okay.
Yeah. 1 hour and 24 minutes hanging out with friends.
Very specific.
Because when you hit that 25 mark, you just
all right, I'm
you're
done.
Not friends anymore.
Well, when they're I'm sorry, I'm turning.
I love that idea.
I'm going to turn into a pumpkin. I got to go.
Yeah, got to go. Got to go.
They did say a day, and they're going down to the minute to make this 24 hours. Exactly.
Wow.
1 hour and 6 minutes hanging with pets. If you're showing this list to your friends and you see as a friend, like, okay, so the animal's going to get like 20 minutes less than me?
Just a little bit less, right?
1 hour, I don't disagree with that at all, by the way. 1 hour and 24 minutes spent on hobbies.
Okay.
1 hour, 30 minutes messing around on your phone. So scrolling.
1 hour, 30 minutes. That's a lot.
More. They're saying more time spent on that than with your pet, your hobbies, or with your friends and family.
Ooh.
Or friends. Friends.
Okay.
All right. And you skipped over 3 hours and 6 minutes watching TV.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I did. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I didn't see. Yeah.
Again, wow.
Three hours and 6 minutes of TV. Yeah, I can't skate past that. Yeah, you're right. But that's
okay. All right.
Whoa. That is amazing. 48 minutes of exercise.
At least they put it in there.
Yeah. They put it in there.
Yeah.
What if I spend 48 minutes thinking about exercise? Does that count?
You are working
out.
You are
really trying to make that a thing, aren't you?
Yeah.
No, I really am.
48 minutes spent shopping.
Ew.
I couldn't do that if I was trying.
I would rather spend it exercising, actually.
I'm such a bad shopper. I go... I'm sorry. I skated over that. That was hilarious.
Love the idea.
That was hilarious.
To force Melissa to exercise, you have to go shopping.
I'll go for a run.
I love the idea of Melissa sitting there, and she's got the day off, and she's thinking about things she's got to do. And just like literally in one hand looking at like exercise equipment, and in the other like a debit card or something.
Right. Like, just weighing it.
It's like for a half an hour just sitting there like, oh.
I'm going on the treadmill.
Yeah. A 42-minute nap, and that is on top of the 7 hours of sleep you got.
Still not enough sleep.
And finally, 1 hour and 18 minutes spent listening to music.
Oh, hey. Like that.
The average person expects to have 16 perfect days in 2025, which isn't too bad. It's around one perfect day every 3 weeks.
All right. Now, I love this, the idea of, you know, makes you think about what your perfect day, because obviously this is just, you know, a poll and trying to amalgamate everything together kind of thing. I was thinking about, you know, one thing that would make it a perfect day for me. I love that sense of accomplishment, you know, when you do something, do a job. So I would say my perfect day would include like a something around the house, you know, like a chore, something you've been putting off or haven't had the time to do. Go ahead and take care of that. And then afterwards, that feeling, you know, of like, I did something, you know, that for me, that's a really cool thing. So that's something I would do in my perfect day.
100% with you on the act. By the end of the day, I don't know the last time I had this where I wasn't looking back and I didn't accomplish something I was proud of.
Mm.
I like to be able to look back at a day and do that. So if I can do that's right around.
Doesn't even have to be a big thing, but one you've just been wanting to get to, right?
Mm. Yep. For me yesterday, that was dishes.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
Hey,
that counts.
It counts. It does count.
anything that stands out to you, Melissa, or looks at? Because I've never thought about this. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, okay.
I've never thought about what a perfect day would be for me.
Well, my perfect day would obviously, as I have expostulated over this last whole conversation, it would include more sleep.
yeah, no kidding.
And less TV.
Yeah.
More time on hobbies.
Yeah, more reading, maybe, you know, something like that.
Did reading? Reading didn't even make
the list. That didn't make the list, interestingly enough.
No, and I would double up my reading with having music playing, because I have to have two things going at once for some reason.
That's interesting.
And if I did have my TV on, I would be on while I'm doing hobbies.
Right.
But I'd be watching reruns of Time Team. So, you know, it's just, that's
the only show she watches.
It is literally right now the only show I watch, because I'm not going to waste time looking through the menu to try to decide what to watch.
I love that. It's not that I don't want to see things. It's just, no, I've been wasting the time trying to find something.
I have 20 minutes to watch something, so I'm just turning this on.
There you go.
I got to admit something to the audience. So Melissa has told me about this show for a while. She's the one that told me about this show. We first started talking and everything. And I think I saw an episode with you or something like that. And I'm like, oh, this is a cool show and stuff. And I didn't look much at it. I didn't know they came back. I didn't know they were making new episodes.
More recently they've got a few new ones out
there.
Cool.
I don't
know.
That's cool.
I'm still back in season 17, I think.
Oh, right on. I just didn't even know they had back in 2022 it came back.
Hold on. How many seasons are this thing?
There's like 20.
Oh yeah, there's 20 seasons.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. This started in 94. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it's awesome.
Although I skip over
the American ones because they're just not as good.
I was going to say, this has got to be a British show.
It's a British show.
Hosted by Tony Robinson.
Okay.
With a fantastic team of archaeologists. I love it so much.
That's cool. The American version would like, if they really Americanized it, would just, oh man, I don't want to know.
It doesn't have any of the same people in it, so I'm not even interested. Sorry, America. It's not.
Your Time Team sucks, America.
I will say, America.
Well, they only made 5 episodes because of that reason.
Okay. Same thing with the IT crowd. I would love a really good one on American history, though.
There you go.
We'll be back with more show.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320.
CBS News Brief. CBS News has learned the Trump administration's prepping for a new round of large-scale firings. Randy Irwin heads the union that represents 110,000 federal workers.
Oh, we are absolutely in a crisis mode. They've created a toxic work environment, and nobody wants to work under those conditions. It's not worth it. They don't pay federal employees enough to put up with this garbage.
The number of measles cases in Texas jumps to 124. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
The outbreak started in the largely unvaccinated Mennonite community in Gaines County, where cases continue to boom.
A farewell in Israel to former hostage Shiri Bibas and her two young sons. Tens of thousands lined highways as the bodies were transported for burial.
Very tragic and unfathomable event. It's horrific, and it's something that is very difficult to come to terms with.
CBS News Brief.